the government made a treaty with the leaders back then to supposedly purchase probably at least one-third of Minnesota, which was occupied by the Dakota at the time. And so anyway, they made treaties, you know, and 10 miles on both sides of the Minnesota River was reserved. The Dakota didn't sell because they wanted to retain that as their homeland. And that goes on as far as New Ulm from the South Dakota border, where Minnesota River pretty much begins. But anyway, that was reserved for the Dakota retained that, as I said, as their home base or homeland. Well, what happened, now there's always two sides to everything. You flip a coin and you don't get the heads all the time. There's two sides. The land, of course, in Dominus, in particular along the Minnesota River Valley, very fertile country, and particularly for farming. But there was also a lot of lumber that was in the valley, of course, with moisture as it was from the river. There was all kinds of lumber, you know, that people, particularly from those from Europe, you know, were acclimated to living in. Houses were built out of lumber. Dakotas were not that attuned to that. They lived wherever they could, you know, with their teepees. Oh, sometimes they build little shacks, true, that's true enough. But they're not going to destroy a whole forest to do it. So what happened there was, and again, there's two sides to every issue. When the skirmish began, it was based on one thing, and that is that the farmers and the lumber people and people who are after mineral rights, they saw 10 miles on both sides of the Minnesota River that has all this potential, and who owns it? Dakota. So they started screaming to the state at that time, whatever form of government or government there was, and they in turn screamed to the feds in terms of what can we do, because there's all this fertile land and all it was doing is just lying or idle. We got to do something with it. They said there's a treaty that states that 20 miles of that is retained by the Dakota from the South Dakota border down to New Ulm. Nothing we can do. So they made a pact between the state and the feds that, okay, when they sold the land, when they treated with the government, what they did was at that time they had agreed every year to make a payment to purchase this land. Well, when this came about, that there's all this land that's sitting there idle, doing nothing, we can develop it, which is very true. The white folks are prone to developing. There's no question about it. So they wanted it, so they started crowding into the reservation. And of course, the Dakotas at that time thought, well, okay, that's not no big deal, you know, but they have to understand that's our land. Well, the more they let him in, the more they wanted.